We are on Simen Reish Pei Aleph, towards the end of the Simen. The Rambam says, V'yesh laharich ulahanim bizmirais. When we're speaking about the davening shachris, one should be marich and say with aneimis the zmirais, vein limchais bemarich, and one should not protest if the shatz is marich, afar pi she'amoyche mechaven mishum bitul teire, even though the person who's protesting, he would like to get out of shul 20 minutes earlier, so he could have more time to learn. Afal pikein, there's a time for everything, and Shabbos is a time for to be marich b'ne'ima, to say the words with a nigun, with a ne'imus. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ulahanim haynu la'amram benigun sheyesh boi ni'imo ke'ein sha'oisin bepsukei de zimre. Avoloi laharech harbe, it does not mean that the shatz should be marech a lot. Ukvar ifligo hakadmoinim bignus hameshoirim hamarichim. The kadmoinim taine on the chazonim that are marich umafridim ois mechavoto, they're marich and it comes out they separate in the same word one letter from another letter, v'seiva mechavoto, in one word from another word. That means as long as the nigen shtims, it's okay. Even it's the sacrifice of the content. Uv'yaisa motze kilkul al yedei hanigunim b'siyum habroche k'sha'oinim hakol omein. There's a kilkul. The nigunim can bring about that there's a kilkul by the end of the broche when the call answers amen. Lefamim oinin kaidem sheyisayim mamish habroche. So sometimes it could be, that means, for example, that you have a very good shatz, he's saying shalom, and he's saying shah, and the olam is saying oh, and the shah and the oh go together, but Rahman and Etzlan, this is called an amen chatufa. That means one is not permitted to answer amen until he finishes the bracha. So he can say the shah and the loim, and then you say amen. But don't accompany the chazan when he's saying the shah, you should say the oh. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes they finish the bracha, or it's time already to say amen, but the chazan is still in the middle of singing. So here in Dirshu he brings down, for example, by Kaddish, Damiran Ba'olma, as long as he says Damiran Ba'olma, then he says Ve'imru Amen. So you're supposed to say Amen. So theoretically, after Damiran Ba'olma, you can answer Amen already. And he's in the middle of saying Ve'imru, 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 and we're waiting for him to finish the Amen. So that's a hefsik between the Amen and Damiran Ba'olma. That means after Damiran Ba'olma or Bizman Korev, that is the end already, and one should say amen then. So even though he's marich and he's saying five times ve'imru, so when he'll answer So Amen, he can expect someone to say something, but everyone will be quiet because they said it much before, and that's what it should be said. So Kaponim, the Nigunim have a pshat, but everything has a seder. Yeah. Vein limchais b'marich b'hem umikam b'akeim yesh li zoyer ma'oid. That means one is davening with an neimus and it's very Shabbos-like and beautiful, but yesh li zoyer ma'oid shlei laver zman krishme utfile al yedeze. That means, but if the price of the Neimis, if you have a beautiful Kael Odain, but because of the Kael Odain that you have, and the Oilam is Nisoirer, so you're going to Fapas Zman Krishme. Zman Krishme is a quarter after nine, and now it's 9:10, so then the Kael Odain should be said very quickly in order to make the Zman Krishme.
And here he brings down in the Sharetzion, umotiv lehispalol biyechidi milikrois olispalol shalei bezmanis.
So we have here achra from the Mishnah Brura. If you only have a minion that daven's late, so it's better to daven be yichidis and to say krishme this man krishme and tvile bisman tvile than to daven with a minion. Now let us just finish the Lashon HaRama. Mikol Makim b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov lo yarech, even though there's inyan of ne'imos, but lo yarech yoyse medai kedei sheyoichlu koydem shoshishis kedei lekamatsim in reish peches, one should not be a misane in Shabbos. Simin reish pei beis kriyas ha-toyre v'hamafter b'Shabbos boi zayin sifim. Sif Aleph. Moitzin Sefer Torah, we take out a Sefer Torah, v'koirin by Shiva, and the Shiva kruyim in Shabbos, v'imrotzo, and if they want, lohoisef, moisef, one can make a surface in Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh loimar berich shemei bepsiches ha'orim. One should say Berich Shemei, which is Azoyer and Parshas Vayakel, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Choil. That Berich Shemei should be said by Psiches Ha'orim. Now, B'Psiches Ha'orim is very unclear, and there are two Minhagim. It is kedai to mention the Shari Ephraim, who's the Machaba from the Shari Tshuvin, the Matei Ephraim, writes, Sheyesh lahaschil laoimroi bisho shemoitzien a sefer hatoire mehorin. So the Shari Ephraim and Ramayshes at Tshuvas and Nigash Moshe also, that you say that the mashmois of the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh is when you're taking out the Sefer Torah, you should say Berich Shemei. So the mashmois is when you take out the Sefer Torah. Not you say Berich Shemei and then you take out the Sefer Torah. No, but when you take out the Sefer Torah, that is... And but there's others, but Ramosha says, Ein limchois benoigim laimroi koidem lachem. Those who say it before and then they take out the Sefer Torah is Eich Nish Gefeilach, and others have a minig in Kaf HaChaim Sefer Darchei Chaim Shom, that Bedavke they say it first and then they take out the Sefer Torah. Agavuche Berich Shemei can be said till they open up the Sefer Torah to Lenin. That means this man starts either from Psiches Ha'orein or Eitzor Sefer Torah, and it can be said till they open up the Sefer Torah to Lenin. Fine, that's one thing. V'anoisein Sefer Torah v'hamekabloi, and the one who
gives the Sefer Torah and the one who receives the Sefer Torah, tzorech sheyehei biyamin, it should be in the right hand. Agavuche, the Chashulchan says here, and that's the mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah, that there should be one person should take out the Sefer Torah from the Olam Kodesh and then give it to the Shatz. That Kufa is a covered HaTorah. We find in the Mishnah of Yume, when they brought the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol, that Kufa was a covered, that it was handed to the Kohen Gadol to Lame. So it is a covered, not that the Shatz should take it out himself. There's a Bezundere cover to take out the Sefer Torah, and then there's a Inyan to give it to the Shatz. And this,
so with the person who's holding it being a righty or lefty.
Oh, now he's going to mention this right now. Tzorech shebi yamin vafilu im hu iter yad ein lishanis bazeh. He speaks about it right now. Afilu, he's a lefty, he should hold it in the right, he should hold it with the right hand. V'minei techapkeini, or v'minei eshtoslomai, so it seems that you don't look at yamin didei, you look at the yamin da'alme. V'kairin boi, and you lain, seven kairin v'mitzvah midibrei seifrim, v'hi takone kedume mimoshe rabbeinu olav ha'sholem, Moshe Kosu b'simen kuf lamed hei ein sham b'mishnah berurah. Shiva, hinei b'zman ha-mishnah hoya minig, sharishin shebekruyim b'zman the mishnah, the seida kriya was as follows. The first oile hoya mevorech abroche lefoneo, v'achrein hoya mevorech abroche lacher, there was one broche rishayne, there were seven oilim. The first oil said, Ashebocha bonu. The last oil, and the other oilim came up, and either they leaned themselves, or they were called up, they were an oila, but they did not make a special broche. V'achin oi mevoich ha-broche l'acher, v'emtsoyim, and those who were in the middle, kulan hayu yaitzin biberchosan. They were yaitze with the brocha rishoyne and the brocha choyne. Va'acha kach bizman agmor iskinu, shekol echad yevoich lefoner, lacher kama yishano gayoim, then that's a baide atakone, mulcheres bizman chazal, that everyone makes their own brocha. So now we said that there is a minimum of Shiva Oilim, and if they want, it could be Moisif. V'yesh Oimrim Shahayoim Shekol Echod Me'akruyim Mevoich Lefoner Lacher. Since nowadays the Oilim, each Oilim makes a broche, Ein kedai lahoisef laharbeis bebroches. So it is not kedai to be marbe bebroches. That means bishleime bezman chazal. So the ribui ha'olam was not mesavav ribui habroches. But bezmaneinu, since each oile makes broches, so it's, others hold it's like a broche shein etzrich, it's not necessary, so it's not kedai to make haisofis. Ach, b'mokim ha-tzoyrech kegoin chasene, yevachasene, so there's a lot of mishtatvim, oi brismile, b'chol ki yagavne, ein lochush lozeh, and then that means b'derech klal, one should not make the Seder should be with Haisofis. The Seder should be seven Kruim. But if the occasion arises that there is a need to make Haisofis, so one could make Haisofis and not worry about it. Moisif, Abinochain Shaloi Lahoisif Arbim Neitoire Chatzibo. But there's another cheshbin of Torah Chatzibur. ובמקום שיש לוחש לתר אומייס איזה נושם כשלא יקרו להם לתורה. But if there's going to be two grumblers, they'll be from the people came for the simcha, they came all the way from Barapak to Monsi for the simcha, and you don't give them an aliyah, they're grumbling, they have tarumis. And the kehila, the shul, they're usually out of the shul 10:30, and now it's they're making a lot of asofis. So what does one do? How is one machia this problem? So they, people shouldn't have tarumas that they won't called up l'teire. You make asofis. Ain't tzorich l'dagdag bozem. Kosvu ha'achoinim. The Bishabis Shakirin Shtei Parshiyas. A Shabbos that there's two Parshiyas, Yesh Likrois, Minyan Chatziya Kruyim Me'ashive B'chol Sidra. So we should, each Sidra, we should give an equal amount of Oilim. That means there should be 3.5 oilim by the first seder and 3.5 oilim by the second seder. Tahainu shakoire alaharevi ktsas mayaseder harishin, or mayaseder sheni shloisha psukim al kaponim. Vein lochush by meshe yosef alashiva beseder sheni. That means even though if when you make a sofis, so the sofis will be in the second parsha, kiven dein shem chiyuv min adin lohisiv, so it's not called we are being machshiv the second parsha more than the first parsha. Now, let us go back to the Rama. The Mechaber says, the Mechaber said, "V'imrotz lohisiv ma'isiv by Shabbos." Hago, so the Rama says, "V'hu adin biyontiv muta lohisiv al minyan hakruim." This is the Rambam, the Chuvis Maram, the Beis Yosef. That by yontiv we could also make haysofis. V'yesh oimrim. Now the Rama says, "The biyontiv ain lohisiv." Yontev, you should not be Moisev. Faker Tad Kufa is the Cheshivis of Shabbos, that Shabbos we make Haysophis. And Yontev, there should not be Haysophis. Vechein Noago Bimdine Seilo. And the meaning is like this, that we do not make Haysophis in Yontev. Milvad Besimchas Teire. Simchas Teire, Shemaisifin, Harbei. We are Moisef Harbei. That means that we make a lot of Beisofis, that everyone should have the opportunity to be Oilel Teir and Simchis Teir. Gam Bechol Yontev Eim Avtirin Miminyan Hakruim Kidlekamon. That means in Yontev, the Maftir is not from the Chomish Oilim, it's from a different Sefer Teire. The maftis from the Kobonis Hayoim. Zokta Mishnah Brure, Ein Lohoisef. One should not be Moisef in Yontef. Uch Shechal Yontef B'Shabbos. What is if it's Yontef and Shabbos? L'kul Alme Mutal Lohoisef. Arshivik May B'Shar Shabsois Ashone. Dechi b'shvil shenitoise by kedushas yontev nigra mimeno hamaila deshar Shabbos. Shabbos has a maila that's the chshivas of Shabbos. One could be meisiv, so if it's yontev also, it doesn't lose its chshivas. Ach, kshechal yom haKippurim b'Shabbos. Toiv lechatchile shaloi lahoisef al shive, one should not be moisef, mishum sharoshi aparshis mechuvonim shemesaimim b'mili dechapora. Like this, the kriya of Yom HaKippurim, each parsha ends with inyan of kapore, so it'd be kedai not to be moisef. Milvad besimchas teire. Simchas Teire, we make a sofis. The Chidei Sheyizke Kol Echad Likrei Beteire Be'ei Siyam HaTeire Ukmei Adina Keroi Vapoiskim Shematirim Lohisif Biyontif. That means we are Soymech HaRoiv Poiskim that hold that Bikanin one can be Moisef in Yontev. Eina Maftirin in Yontev, the Maftir is from, not from the Chamisha Oilim, Chatzoloyma, the Lamaftir, Koyre Parshe Bifnei Atzmoy, Bechoivas Hayoim. Mizem emele gam kein raye de naktine le dine kederi shoyne de beyonte mutter leise va minne na krim ochtele kamon because the mafter is not from the chamisha krim so it seems it's a hisofe. Now sif beis mutter likrois oilem harbei Af al pi shekoro ze ma shekoro ze v'choizer mevorech ein bekachlum. That means we can call a second oile to lean over what the first oile leaned. It makes a brochen, 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 and there's no problem. That's what the Mechaber holds. V'yeish oisrim, and others hold that this is also. V'chein nagu bimdinais elu, we do not lean over what we had leaned. Chutz mi b'simchas teire, shenagu laharbeis pekrum, we go back to v'zayis habrochi, you go back to v'zayis habrochi, you lean and lean over and over again. V'nogu kisvore rishoyne. Then in Simchas Teire, we hold like the Das HaMechaber, we lean over again. And also by Chalamoid and Chanukah, we have that the fourth oile leans what we leaned previously, the first and second oile. By Chanukah also he goes back. That means where we don't have an Eitzah, we are Soymech on the first day that we can lean over what had previously been leaned. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein bekach klum. That there's no problem. One can lean over the same kriya that was leaned for the previous oile. Umikol bakim einay oile min haminyan. That means that we need shiva kruyim. You cannot lean three psukim and lean over again the three psukim and we'll make seven kruyim and finish. We'll be yitza with that. That which you leaned over, which is previous leaned, is you can do it according to the Mechaber, but it's not oile min haminyan. That means the kruyim amuchuyovim have to lean different kriyas, not the same kriya. Im loisha hoisev l'cholapochesh nei psukim amasha kora rishim. The oz the yevid oile l'minyan. Then if he leaned what the rishin leaned and he was moisev two psukim, preferably three psukim, so then it's a different. Then one could be yaitze. Chmeisha kosev b'sav simen kuf lamed zayin. Chutz mi besimchas teire, simchas teire, we do this. We lean over and over again. Yesh oimrim dehu adin bechasene. By a chasna also, we do this. Avim min ageinu shloi likroi besema shekore kvaechot af bechasene. Levad besimchas teire noegim kiramo. Only in Simchas Torah we have this minig that we lean over again. Sif Gimel. Hakel Oilem Leminyan Shiva, for the Shiva Kruyim, Hakel Oilem Afilu Isha Vekotten Sheyedei Lemime Volchim. Avol, that's Meiker Adin, Avol Omru Chachomim. Isha loy sikra betzibo mibnei kvoid atzibo. That's a rimla meiker adin. She's oila, and it's mashlam the shiva kruim. But Chazal said that she should not lain. That's not a kvoid atzibo for an isha to be oila. Ago ve'elu, and that what we said that an isha nakotn meiker adin can be oila is dafke mitstarfen leminyan hakruyim. That means not we can have seven ktanim. We can have in the seven oilim, we can have one or two ktanim, but roiv has to be G'daylim. It's only mitzaref to the shiva. Avoloi shei kulam noshim oiktanim. V'din eviknani k'din isha. An eviknani is a din of an isha, which is mikra din, is oila. Avol im imoy mi Yisrael. It seems the father was an eviknani and the mother was bas Yisrael. Muta lalois, so that he is a din of Yisrael, so there's no problem whatsoever. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
Does anyone practice this?
What? With Ketanim?
Noshim
is Tamanat. The Machab Gufa says, Avol Omru Chachomim Isha Loisikra B'tzim Nekvaydetz. We'll see by Ketanim also, the meaning is also in Akreira, only from after, with Akreira Ketanim. That we'll see in Mishnah Berurah. Leminyan Shiva, Avoloi Leminyan Shloisha. This is only on Shabbos. Uboila Shabbos Kosavoi Duadin Leminyan Abo Chamisha Shisha. Also, you can't be mitzaref a cotton. Sheesh Barosh Chodesh, this Dalet, Viyontev, this Hay, Vimikipurim, Gamken Ein Oila. Vikotan, and a cotton is Oila. V'af im ein sham koyin ela koten. What if you only have a koyin that is a koten? It's koyin oisai. So he's mitztaref. That is a shittes radbaz. V'das amogen avrom shenonu mechiyovum lekreisai. You do not call a koten koyin. Why? So he says, amir de kalomdes. The mitzvahs asay the vikidashtoi, the reason we are magdim a koyim is because there's a mitzvah vikidashtoi. Vikidashtoi leinema al koyin kotten, doksiv keslechem eloikecha hu makriv. The pasuk gives a reason. Why is there an inyan to be mechabed a koyin? V'kidashtoi mona rishayna. The whole thing is because ki eslechem aleikecho makriv, because he is the one that's makriv kobonis. Zot zemogen Avram, but since a cotton cannot be makriv kobonis, so there's no inyan v'kidashtoi. So therefore, you do not give a koyin cotton koyin, because there's no din v'kidashtoi. In Sharetzion, he brings down the kasha of Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger asks on the Mogen Avrom that we find Balmum is also cannot be makriv, and there's still a din v'kidashtoi. So you see, the v'kidashtoi is not dependent on the lechem alekecha hu makriv. This is Rabbi Keveger's akasha on the Mogen Avrom. A gadol.
But I got even a 14-year-old's fine.
It seems like that. It seems like that. If he'd be a gadol, he could be makriv. Yeah, yeah. As long as he's a gadol. It seems he's a miyut of a cotton. וקוטן לאו בערבידו וכן נויגים ביומנו. That's the minig bios, שכשאין בבייס הכנסס כהן שהוא בן יוד גימול שונה, there's no כהן, אז זה גודל כהן ישראל במוקם כהן, ואפילו יש שם כהן קוטן, even though there's a כהן קוטן, you call Israel. V'yoyse mizeh noigim kahayoyim shein koyin koten klal l'shum aliyah. We don't call a koyin for any aliyah. That's the minig bizmaneinu. Afilu im kvar nishlam minyin akruim. Afilu we had 7 kruim already. Af al pikein, the minig is we do not call a koten. Ela l'mafta. Kosav hamogin Avrom b'shem Mesech Seifrim shanoshim af al pi shein chayoves b'salme Torah mikol mokim chayoves lishmoya kriyas Seifa kanoshim. Amar de kechumre of the Mogen Avrom. It's a Mesech Seifrim that the women, even though they're potter from Talmud Torah, but the mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Zogt the Mishnah Brura, vein noigis lizoya bazeh. But the minig is that women do not listen to Kriyas HaTorah. V'adarabe, yesh mekoyme shen noigis hanoshim lotzeis chutz ba'is ha-kriya. They leave the shul, they're there for davening. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, they leave. So he brings down from Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, "What pshat?" Masech the Seifrim said the noshim amachuyev, and by us the minig is that noshim leave. So Rabbi Yashiv wants to say, could be bizman of the Masech the Seifrim, the women understood they understood the kriya, or there was a meturgimin. And they understood the Meturgimin, so they understood what is being read by Kriyas HaTorah. So then there was an inyan for the women to remain. But so Rabbi Yashiv says, Bizmaneinu, we have already Achshe Dore, the women understand, they go to Beis Yaakov, or so Al Kaponim, he says, then they should stay by Kriyas HaTorah. He says, but if a woman doesn't understand, so he says, and she comes late, so it's better for her to daven tefillah shachris when they're learning the Torah. She shouldn't pass this man shachris, and if she doesn't understand what they're learning, so then we have this minig that they don't listen side by side. So al kaponim she could daven them. L'chatchila, this is man shachris for everyone. It's only b'di eved. If she didn't have this, she can have them later. Yeah, she yedeya l'mi mevolchim. U'mikol mokim, en yochel liyois makre esoilim. That means, here we said, the Mechaber said, that a cotton is oile l'minyan shiva. In mekomokim in yochel liyos makre esoilim. Tahainu shehu yikre bekoil rom, but he should be the balkoire, beseifer toire. Va'oilam oimrim achav belachash. Va'oilam doso va'oilam oimrim achav belachash. V'chol hatzibo yoyoyitz midei chavosan bishmi mimenu ad sheyo vishtei saris. Mishu ben yud gimul shone bechazok yoshei vishtei saris l'nyin zeh. Fine. So he says that all that we have over here is that the cotton could be oil himself, but he should not be the bal koire for the tzibo. So the prima godem asks, this is a Mogen Avrom. So the prima godem asks, he doesn't understand what he said, bizman chazal, when the cotton was oile, the cotton, he lined the Torah also. He lined, so he says, what? So the Prima Godam asks on the Mogen Avram, so how could you say a cotton can be a balkoire? Bisman Chazal, the cotton was a balkoire. He lined what he was oile. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sharetzi, and he says, it's no kashe. The takona was a cotton is mitztarif. Mitztarif means one cotton, two ktanim, but the kriye beklaluso could be you had two kriyas from ktanim, but the kriye beklaluso was not through ktanim, was through gdoilim. In tziruf they said that you could have one oil or two oil, you could have a cotton, but here the Magen Avraham holds that he should be the only Baal Koire, that not. Umi Kolmokim. But he says, Amir de Kechidish. Ksha'ein Shom Koire Acher. We do not have another Baal Koire. So, we have two alternatives. Either the cotton will be the Baal Koire, or you can go from Shachris to Musaf. There won't be any Kriyas HaTorah. That means either you have a cotton that knows that's a Baal Koire, or you won't have a Kriyas HaTorah. But this battle, a Kriya Legamri, Mistapi Kapri Megodim, the Evsher, the Yesh Lhokoboy, and Zafilum Lehavia, Dain Shtei Saris, Vechain Bederech Achaim Behilchis Kriyas HaTorah, Mekel Gamkein Beshas HaTrak. That means if the only way one could have Kriyas HaTorah is only by a cotton lining, we can b'shasatrak, we can use a cotton for a Baal Koire. Now it says, the Rama said, avoloishi kulam noshim oiktanim, that is zicha also oirubam. That means roiv has to be gedolim. An eviknani is like an isha. Imay mi Yisrael does avolay Yisrael malye v'chay b'chol mitzvus. Now, Zokter Moweiter, Va'osa Likrois Beroish Megule. Now, a person who's Oyle Latoire, he should not line Beroish Megule. Now, I'd like to mention Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says, what does it mean he shouldn't line Beroish Megule? So the Oruch HaShulchan says, Imloi Bekisui Gomu. His head has to be covered properly. Vafilu yeshloi kisui kal. He has a kapel on his head. But the aliyah l'toire is kemoi b'tvile, like he's davening Shemen Esre, the tzorich oi koiva, either a hat, oi talis al roishoi. That what it says, roish megula, means he should have a proper covering. That means a kapel is not enough, either a talis or a hat. That's how the Oruch HaShulchan says pshat and dish remo. V'osa likrois b'roish megula. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Baroish Megule, Hainu Afilu Hu Cotton." And here the Chiddush is, even though Ktanim, Bisman Chazal didn't wear Kaplach at all, Pchein Cotton Shu Peicheach. Pechech means he's not dressed properly. Tahainu Shabgodav Kruyim Uzrayoisav Achseif of Megulim. He's not properly covered. His clothing is torn, and you can see part of his body. So he's not allowed to be oil of the Torah. Also, the Kruyisay the Torah. Now let us finish the Rama. Vein os vein isa likreis am haoretz nichbad osher gdoil hadoir lifnei talmud chochem. That means ki ein ze bezoin le talmud chochem rak kovid la teire shemischabedes panoshim gdoilem. Now and umamza mutalalas sefer Torah v'ayinlel semen kuf lamed vov b'seida kruyim mutalal sheichai b'chol mitzvah shebetayri kishar ish Yisrael. Umamza is only if he's a Yisrael, if he's a Kohen, So since he's also lovey bekol, he doesn't have kedushas kohuna also, so you can't call him for a kayim. Now there's a whole tumul to call a machal Shabbos if you can give him an aliyim. So it's very interesting. The Rab Moshe and Rab Shlomo Zalman were machmam, and they said one should not call them for the, shouldn't call them, and they should explain to them that to be oil l'teira they need certain qualifications which they don't possess. But it's very interesting, the Chazaynish and the Stipler were mekel. They said as long as they're maminim, they're not kaifrim, they're mumba l'teyovain, because of, so, but therefore, you're allowed to call them, and about the gibis, you're allowed to call them not from the Shiva Kluim afterwards. What? Could be a Tinik Shanishba is much gringer, and a Tinik Shanishba will be much gringer, Mustama. Here we're talking about Mustama for another Tinik Shanishba. And, but Al Kapon, it's so interesting, the Chazanish was Michael and the Stipler were Michael. They were, and if he is your site, also you can call them Michael. Seems Rav Moshe was not so Michael by this.
Different shuls have their, they have their policy.
Uh-huh.
The policy is that this one did not fall
out. Uh-huh.
So I don't know here, I'm saying.
Yeah. If we know clearly that he doesn't have shtei, we could rely that he does have shtei saris.
But he's
brother. Yeah, it's Moshe. Yeah. For all this is, because this is all the Rabbanon.